It's Sunday morning at the Haines Harbor, and a few boats from the local fleet are getting ready to take off for another opener. So far this season has produced average numbers of sockeye and chum, and lower prices has meant a lackluster payday for many.
It's a tough thing to swallow looking at an average year after three or four just crazy years, but having below average prices on top of that it's a double whammy for a lot of us.
That's John Hagen, who is captain of the Christus Sea. He grew up here and has been fishing on and off since he was a boy. He says the early strong pink salmon run was impressive, though that less desirable fish doesn't exactly bring home the bacon. He's hoping that strong coho and chum runs in the final month of the season will prove more lucrative. Randy Bachman is the area commercial fisheries biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says that overall it's been an interesting year, starting with that banner pink run in the first weeks of the commercial season. The pinks came through the fish wheel on the Chilkat in the highest number since 1996. During the third week of the season, back in July, a record 215 boats were close by fishing on hatchery chum. Usually there are about 50 boats in the local fleet. As for Chinook or king salmon, early indications show a robust Chinook return up the Chilkat, which was one of the department's main goals this year. Bachman says, heading into the season, an above-average return of sockeye was expected, but it's turned out to be about average.
Again, our focus early this season was to protect king salmon, so we did not have a lot of opportunity to capitalize on strong sockeye abundance, particularly on the Chilkoot side early in the season. But once the kings were, once we were able to bring the fleet further north into Chilkoot and Chilkat inlets, we had some decent sockeye catches in those weeks.
Escapement on the Chilkoot was at about 68,000 sockeye last week, while on the Chilkat side it was at about 55,000, with a projection of around 100,000 on that side by the end of the season. The fall chum run is also looking to be a little above average based on comparisons from historical data to what biologists are seeing in the fish wheel. Bachman says the fall coho run is off to a slow start. Bachman says that prices across the board for all species were low this season, and the contributing factors are many. He admits he's no expert on the economics of it all, but one common theory is that the salmon market was flooded last year after a banner sockeye run in Bristol Bay and another late flurry this summer. Ramped up fish farms are another contributing factor to the dramatic drop in price, he says.
Although there were a lot of fish caught this year, the value of the fishery was probably less than half of what it was last year, or about half of what it was last year, just because the value of the fish is about, you know, maybe a little better than half when you sum all five species together compared to what it has been in recent years.
Ryan Cook is the president of the Lynn Canal Gillnetters Association and has captained his own boat for nearly a decade. He says the most notable factor this season was the size of the fish.
The fish had just been small all year for everything. I think that's what hurt us the most, really. The numbers are big, but when it takes a couple hundred of them to fill up the bag and you only get 1,000 pounds out of it, you know, it's like, geez, that was a lot of work for that. And then you figure out the price, and it's like with the little bit of a price drop and the smaller fish and everything else, it all adds up.
He says smaller fish go right through the nets, and when they do land those little ones, it's the same amount of work for less money per pound. As of last week, fishermen were getting paid just over $1 per pound for sockeye, which Cook says is about 55 cents less than last year. The price per pound for coho went up last week to 80 cents, while chum garner around 55 cents per pound. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.